This is Leo Babiu for KTWH Two Harbors Community Radio, and it's that last week of March that many in our radio family have been looking forward to, and some of you are just waking up to the fact that this Sunday, yes, this Sunday, March 30th, will be the 9th in-person, 10th ever Cabin Fever Reliever Radio Benefit event at Two Harbors High School. Doors will open at 1 p.m., and the big show gets underway at 3 o'clock. We're going to have an interview, a visit with one of the artist participants. I want to welcome on my end here in the studio today our producer extraordinaire, Kim Leon.
Hey, Leo.
How you doing, Kim?
Good. Thanks for having me here.
Are you sweating the details, or are you starting to ease on into the fact that this is going to go off smoothly this weekend?
Oh, details, details, details. Yeah.
Indeed.
There are a lot.
Yeah. So, Kim, 1 o'clock, the doors will open. Kind of briefly, if you'd just remind us, we're going to have our second annual expo this year.
Yeah. Well, last year's was so cool. So why not have another one? I thought it was a good way to do it. And it's a health and wellness expo. And we've got a whole bunch of participants, mainly right from the community. So it'll be a lot of familiar faces there for the local audience attendees, for sure.
And people are still coming to the website every day and buying tickets. And some are coming right down to the studio to pick up their advance tickets because you get a discount. It's $15 in advance. It'll be $18 the day of the show. Kim, what have we got on tap for the big stage presentations? We're leading off with some poetry, I believe.
We are. We're leading off with some poetry from our locally known poet, Shelley Getten, creative writer of many kinds and artist as well. Also, she's a meditation expert too, but she'll be leading it off with a little spoken word or poetry that she will have written herself. And we'll have John Edwards entertaining us as well. John played at last year's Cabin Fever Reliever as well. And also he played for one of those Catch the Wave concerts last summer. So we're a little bit familiar with John. And we'll have, for the first time ever, we'll finally have the Fish Heads at one of our events.
Yay.
Here. Yeah, the Fish Heads have been in the studio here before for the Beet Farm, but they've played in Two Harbors a number of times for different events that Two Harbors has had, but it'll be fun to have them on that Cabin Fever Reliever stage.
Absolutely.
The three-piece band, and of course the Hot Tamale Cosmos, which Sonia is part of. So two of those band members have been on that stage before.
That's true.
In a few different ways, actually. So they'll be back with the Hot Tamale Cosmos. That would be Colleen Myrie and Aaron Aldridge that have been on that stage before. Aaron a number of times. I remember the first time I saw Aaron, my kids were in like their first year of high school at Two Harbors High School, and she just performed some of her classical stuff. So
I missed that part.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
We saw her in classical mode and hardcore fiddling mode two years ago.
Yeah, so I've been following Aaron almost since I moved to Two Harbors back in 2012. You know, I think that very first school year that the kids were in school. So it's really exciting to see Aaron tear it up with a fiddle the way she does too. Isn't it, Sonia? It's like, man.
Oh, it's awesome.
She really goes
to town. She's so versatile too.
Yeah. The Berserk Blondes, that's something that Steve Sokola and Kaylee Matuzak put together, and they've got two other members with them now, Joe on the baritone sax, and they've got Peter on the drums. That's going to be fun. And
so serious, silly, or seriously silly?
Oh, seriously silly.
Okay.
Crazy, yes. So we don't really know what to expect from the Berserk Blondes at all. And Kaylee will show us what she can do as a solo artist, as well as being the host, the MC.
Yeah, so. I was going to say, including wrangling all of us. So as the MC.
Oh, she's perfect for that.
Yes. So it's going to really be a lot of fun for the folks that'll be hitting the stage, and of course for the audience and for all of us.
Absolutely.
Radio volunteers.
So without further ado, really, I did want to make sure we got to our guest of the moment, Sonia Martin. Welcome to KTWH, and let's talk about all things musical with you. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
It is absolutely our pleasure. As Kim said, there's this cool name in our performance bill, Hot Tamale Cosmos, and everybody is saying,
who the heck are they?
What is that? Where do I get more of that? But exactly what is it? I don't want to just jump right in and spoil the fun. I did want to really hear, Sonia, about where you come from to become this musician playing in the greater Twin Ports. It seems like you've been around a little bit for a while and got a good pedigree. The group Feeding Leroy has appeared here in our studio before, and we love the band, love the sound, and you're exploring a bunch of musical horizons right now. But you want to tell us about how you got to where you got?
A little bit? Yeah, well, so it's hard to think where to begin, but I would say the last, I don't know, few years, the Leroys have just played less. We just all, you know, our lives kind of go in different directions. And I just had been seeking out, I mean, very specifically, I was like, you know, I would love to have a all-female band. That just would be really fun. And I personally had that name in my back pocket for a long time. But last summer, Colleen Myrie invited a bunch of us out to play for a Wednesday night at the Rugged Spruce. She's been doing Wednesdays there. She's been doing music where she'll just invite, you know, friends, and she'll play every Wednesday. And so the Wednesday she had invited Aaron and myself and our friend Jocelyn Michelson and Jen. And Jen was busy that night. She was playing on the pier, I think with Ross Thorne, or Jen was busy. But that was kind of the night where the four of us were there and we were like, hey, that was really fun. Let's do it again, you know? And we got Jen on board to play bass. And so we really only had a handful of practices and one proper gig so far as a five piece. And this Sunday will be our second.
Wow. I hope there's no added pressure from that. You're still probably exploring your repertoire and all the different ways that you put songs together.
For sure. You know, it's so fun that we get together, though, and we're the songs that we all bring, you know, they're some that we already play in our respective groups. Some are just brand new. Some, Jocelyn, who she's a singer and she lives in the Twin Cities and she's got a big connection to the scene up here. She wrote a couple songs and so we've been performing those, and it's just really fun to have brand new material and bring someone else into the scene that's writing music too. So we've got some fun stuff up our sleeves, I would say.
Wonderful. Does this mixture of the five of you coming from different directions bring like a new approach to? Do you do cover tunes, for instance? You know, like tunes that that more of us in the audience might know about? Because it seems like you do pretty much all original material in your background with Feed and Leroy. I don't know which of them are covers.
For sure. I mean, I would say the Leroys, we often will pull out a lot of covers too. And we definitely have a bunch of covers in this group too. And just fun stuff that I definitely people will recognize. Some maybe not as, you know, familiar, but it's fun for me personally to be learning all new songs, to be trying to write new songs with a new group in mind. So it feels fresh, you know?
Yeah. I imagine though, you, from each of the avenues you're coming from to it, that you all bring certain chestnuts or things that you hold dear that you're going to try out with this combination.
Well, and it's a vocal heavy group, which is really cool. Everybody sings. So that just brings this element that, I mean, it gives me goosebumps when we all get together and we all get to sing. It's really fun. And the instrumentation is fun. And I really enjoy being in a group where everybody likes to sing.
Does it wind up being like a little decision-making caucus to see who's taking lead and what kind, how you evolve the harmonies? Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's been nice to get together and really just, you know, everyone's just so like comfortable and respectful where it's like, hey, let's throw this song idea out. Let's throw this idea out, and people take it or we don't. And it's just a nice way to try things out. And like I had mentioned, Jocelyn, who she's new really to performing in the last couple of years, it's fun to be like, hey, how about Jocelyn leads this one, just to, you know, be reminded that she's not on an instrument and she does a lot of backup, but that she's also, we're going to ask her to take lead on some. And it's really fun to like see her step into that role too and just go for it.
Okay. So you've given her a positive nudge towards the front of the stage. Cool.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's a big deal, and she's just shining, so
wow.
It's really fun.
Is this a kind of an atmosphere where you might even explore, I don't know if you call what you do like genre-based, but do you verge anywhere outside of the folk Americana realm to poppy numbers or rock or anything surprising?
I wouldn't say anything too surprising so far. You know, Boss Mama brings the blues and the rock.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, Erin is like multifaceted in her background. Yeah, so I mean, I think we're still kind of falling into that kind of Americana roots feel.
I wasn't disparaging it, just knowing that, you know, when you have five new people that are getting to know each other,
yeah.
Somebody might say, hey, have you ever heard this song? It might surprise us.
Well,
might sound good doing it.
We're definitely doing that. I just brought one recently to the table by an artist that I really love out of Texas, Kevin Russell. He goes by Shiny Ribs. I don't know if you're familiar.
No, tell me. Yeah, no.
Oh, well, you got to look him up. He's one of my most favorite performers, and he's just fun. He's just fun, upbeat, interesting, kind of quirky lyrics. And so I brought one of his songs to the table that the group seemed to enjoy. So
excellent. I'm sure people would not be startled that a group calling itself Hot Tamale Cosmos might be sometimes quirky.
Yeah, I think we're going to lean into the quirk.
Texas musicians like to have handles. I've definitely noticed that.
That, Kim?
Texas musicians, they definitely seem to like to have handles, you know.
A nickname that you'll never forget.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Austin scene's fun.
Wow. Yeah.
So basically we can look forward to a set of music that will be sort of in the Americana roots folk pocket, but could have outbursts of quirkiness.
Yes. That's good. That fits.
Great. Kim, you are a musical maven here at the station. You have any questions for Sonia?
Not really. I guess I would just comment that when you told me, you know, what this group was, Hot Tamale Cosmos, I jumped for joy with excitement, just like, wow, because the level of musicianship, I don't know, that's a good word, the level of the... I mean, you're also good, you know,
yeah.
at what you do
individually.
I'm not real familiar with Jocelyn, except that I have heard her harmonize on stage once, and definitely it was impressive. Really, really beautiful voice and added some gorgeous harmonies. So, I mean, I'm just going to say that I'm excited. I know you all come from somewhat different technical backgrounds, and mixing it up like that is just... It's just really cool. So,
can I jump in?
Thank you,
Sonia and Kim. I haven't actually seen. I think there's a video. There's video evidence of what Hot Tamale Cosmos has done. Maybe jamming together, but I haven't seen it. Can you remind me what kind of instruments come to the table? I know the frighteningly powerful violin of Erin Aldridge, but I'm not sure what else comes up on stage with you.
Yeah, well, Boss Mama's on guitar, and she'll often have her stomp, so she's, like, keeping beat and playing electric. And I play acoustic guitar, Jocelyn is on vocals, and Jen Crusoe on upright bass.
Uh-huh. Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
It's a nice mix. And then, we all sing. So we're all kind of taking turns doing some harmonies and leading and... The vocals have been really fun to find together.
Yeah, and it's also new, but given the fact that you've all had several musical projects going, do you have any guess of where this takes you? Does this become a major part of what you do, or you're just letting it play out to see where it goes?
Yeah, I'd say at this point in time, you know, everybody wants to show up, so that's half the battle, right?
Yeah.
And we're also, everyone recognizes that we've all got a lot of projects and a lot of things going on. So I think we're at the point where we're trying not to overload anyone. So we've got a handful of shows on the books between now and September that are just nice, like venues that we like or showcases or kind of festival scenes that be, you know, really fun audience and fun venues to play. And I think as long as people want to do it and practice, we'll just kind of see where it goes, you know?
Very good. Yeah. In preparation for talking to you today, we have been visiting with Sonia Martin. We're kind of coming to the end of that conversation, but Kim had suggested, and I had thought it was a neat thing to feature for folks who don't know you very well from your main gig with Feed and Leroy, that we might listen to the tune Carolina is Calling. You want to tell us anything about this track?
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that one.
Or the album it comes off of, Monument Valley?
Yeah. Yeah, we recorded that a few years ago now. You know, I wrote that song, if my memory serves me well. Lee and I were living in the Bagamon. And I, you know, we weren't that far from home, but I was missing Minnesota. And I think I was writing a song, and I didn't want it to be so obvious what I was talking about. So I wrote it about a different state, which Carolina came out, but it was really just about me missing home, which is a theme often for me. But yeah, I think I remember writing that one. We had a cute little farmhouse for a little bit out near Lake Minising and Nebagamon, and I remember writing that one out there.
Great. I don't know if we'll catch up with you on the other side of this, but I hope to see you on Sunday in person, get to meet you. And
yeah.
I think people are going to really be excited for what the five of you are going to bring to that stage. And just hearing what one of you is capable of should get people to go and pick up their tickets today. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, well, we're really looking forward to it. And the gals got together this weekend and we had a great practice and everyone is really excited. So thanks for having us. And we look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Excellent. Thank you, Sonia Martin.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye, Sonia.
Bye, you guys.
Take care. See you Sunday.
Thanks.
Okay. Take me back to the shore, and I'll lay my head on your shoulder. Take me back once more. Thank you.
the song Carolina is Calling from Sonia Martin as part of the group Feeding Leroy. Sonia will be performing with Hot Tamale Cosmos at the Cabin Fever Reliever on March 30th, a benefit for KTWH. We'll see you on the radio, Two Harbors Community Radio, radio with a lake view.